Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about boosting the accuracy of RAG AI agents. Let's dive in.
Fantastic. Accuracy is crucial, especially with RAG still being the go-to for integrating external knowledge. So, what's the core issue here?
Well, basic RAG, while useful, often plateaus around 75% accuracy, sometimes even dipping to 35%. That's simply not reliable enough for production-ready AI solutions. We need a more robust approach.
Absolutely. 75% might sound decent, but imagine relying on that for critical tasks. What's the secret sauce to improving this?
Knowledge graphs. Specifically, a framework called LightRAG. Unlike traditional RAG, LightRAG not only vectorizes documents, but also builds a graph connecting concepts, creating a deeper contextual understanding for the AI agent. It's a game changer.
A knowledge graph, that's a powerful concept. How does LightRAG make this easy to implement? Graph databases can be tricky.
Surprisingly easy. It's a simple pip install, then you initialize the RAG pipeline, insert data, and query. They offer different search modes too, naive, hybrid, and even a mix mode combining vector and graph search.
So we get the benefits of traditional RAG plus the graph search. Impressive. What about flexibility with different LLMs and embedding models?
They've got you covered. OpenAI, Gemini, OpenRouter, even local LLMs like Llama. They've got great examples for AWS Bedrock and Azure OpenAI too. And for databases, you can use Neo4j or even PostgreSQL for both vector and graph storage.
I see. Real-time data integration with RAG can be tough. Any thoughts on handling that?
Excellent point. That's where Graffiti comes in. It's an open-source platform perfect for building real-time knowledge graphs, handling evolving relationships and historical context. It's like LightRAG, but designed for dynamic data.
Graffiti? Interesting. I'll have to check that out. So how does LightRAG perform in real-world scenarios?
I put it to the test, building two agents, one with traditional RAG and ChromaDB, the other with LightRAG, both using the Pydantic AI documentation as the knowledge base. I asked both to create a web searching agent using Brave.
A good test case, and?
The traditional RAG agent hallucinated, using DuckDuckGo instead of Brave. LightRAG, however, produced cleaner Pydantic AI code, correctly utilizing Brave, although it didn't fully implement the search functionality. Still, way better contextually.
That's quite a difference. It highlights the power of that contextual understanding. Was setting up LightRAG significantly more complex?
Nope. Actually, the setup script for LightRAG was significantly shorter, around 53 lines compared to 177 for the ChromaDB version. LightRAG handles much of the complexity behind the scenes.
I'm sold. Where can our listeners learn more and try this themselves?
The entire project, including the LightRAG agent and the traditional RAG comparison, is available on GitHub. The link is in the description. I encourage everyone to experiment, tweak the search modes, and see the difference for themselves, especially with larger datasets. And let me know in the comments what you find. That's all for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.